take us to classic rock, redefine Lenny Kravitz here on the River Dog and Joe Show. Lickus and Win, that's coming up for Lickus and Win Wednesday. If I had to ask you, 766-9370, do you think that Sacramentans or in this area, do you think the people are happy? How would you answer that? Do you think people that you see, you pass on the road, you pass in restaurants, you know, at the gas station, you know, you drop your kids off at school, do you think people here are happy, unhappy? Are they stressed out? Are they miserable? Do they look like they're in pain? By what you see, what would you say? Are people fairly nice, fairly happy? Do they look fairly healthy?
I think so. I mean, as I look around town, as I look in the areas that, you know, I'm not out and about everywhere. Obviously, I don't go downtown.
Man, you always stay up in Roseville. Everyone in Roseville and Rockland and Lincoln are happy because they're all rich. And they don't live in Granite Bay, according to Joe, which is the richest place on the planet. But everyone in Roseville is privileged. So, of course, they're going to be happy.
Well, not this guy. I live amongst them, I guess. I wander in and out of their privilege every now and again.
How the hell did they let you?
I'm in an outskirt, a little enclave of outskirting there.
Yeah, they let Joe underneath the overpass. My gosh.
I think so. I mean, there are times of, you know, obviously you're going to see people stressed out when they're driving in traffic and whatever else. But I think for the most part, you see people out at dinner or in the mall or out watching a movie or out walking around, driving around. I don't really see too much anger.
Like, sadness or anything? Okay.
They seem pretty happy to me.
And Prince Albert, you live out in the Natomas area.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think Californians, or I should say specifically here, Sacramentans, do you think they're pretty happy? Do they seem miserable? Do they seem stressed?
I say in general, I think it's pretty happy. But then, you know, it's regional as well. You go downtown and see a lot of homeless people. They definitely don't look happy.
Oh, okay.
Whatsoever.
You know what? I see some that do.
You see homeless people that look happy.
They don't look upset.
Yeah.
I have actually seen some. I mean, I'm not going to say that they look like they're living, you know, a life of just... You know,
it's not like they're living in Roseville.
Bubbles and whatnot.
Yeah.
But they certainly don't look too pissed off. I see them singing, smiling. Yeah,
I guess if you're homeless, man, and you're going to continue to be homeless, you know, wake up day in and day out and live outdoors, you'd have to have a good upbeat, you know, thought process, and you'd have to be pretty positive in your thinking, because otherwise you wouldn't be outdoors. You'd do everything you could to get off the street and back into a home or, you know, have a place to live.
And they're a bit lucky with the weather that we have, too. I mean, at least they're not like, you know, homeless in Alaska or Michigan or some, you know, Wisconsin, somewhere where it gets cold.
Would it change, you think, the demeanor that you've seen with people here in this area? If the weather was crappy.
Mm. Ooh.
Let's say we had Detroit weather or Fairbanks, Alaska weather. Or
yes, you know what? Yes, it does happen. It does. I can tell you that for a fact. It happened in Indiana. It was called like the winter blues.
Uh-huh.
And people get depressed when they are inside like that.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in Portland for 7 years, and it was the most waterlogged, miserable existence that I have ever experienced. And it's one of the main reasons why I came back, because I'm from here, and to go up there and live in that, it was just a culture shock. And to not see the sun, to have that constant drear clouded over your head,
you
it was miserable.
It, huh?
I was angry. I was miserable. My wife was miserable. And I think the people, even though they love the clean air and all the greenery and all the microbrews and all that is Oregon and all the homelessness and all the just hillbillyism, everyone there said they loved it. But you could tell when you looked at them, they weren't thawed out and thinking clear. They were all in a miserable funk. And they think it's the greatest place on earth, but then they'd walk around just dreary and dumpy. So even though they would never admit it.
Human beings cannot get waterlogged and
yeah. go live in the Pacific Northwest, and I guarantee you'll change that statement. Yes, they can.
That's so funny when you say that.
I could not wait to get the hell out of there because it was so damn miserable. So I think if the weather were here, if we had rain or we had snow in that cold climate, I would think absolutely, because you can't think or can't say people here in the wintertime aren't more irritated or more miserable than they are in the summer.
You think so?
At least me. In the wintertime, as soon as the fog comes in and it's wet and it's windy.
You get that way.
I hate it.
I don't think most folks do, though. Here, you know what I see? And I've only been here 15 years, so I've not lived my whole life here or whatever else, but I see people get super excited like the first couple rains. because it starts to wash the dust away, and it kind of everything feels and breathing and whatever else.
I hate those people.
But then by like the third rain or the fourth, people are like, God damn, is it going to rain constantly? And I'm like, it's only rained like three times, man.
Yeah, I just think that I've always said that's why people live here, because they hate weather. We want what it's doing right now.
There could be. There's a lot of truth to that, maybe.
Year round. It's pleasant. So maybe the weather would have some sort of impact on how the people behave.
A guy like me, I enjoy the seasons.
But I want to go into this survey and what they're saying now, and this is the first time since 2006 they've seen people at the lowest point ever. Last year was the worst in at least a decade for people across the globe. Everyone is just sick upset. They've got negative experiences on everything they were asked. They're depressed. They ache. They hurt. Their health is deteriorated. They're miserable and they're angry.
Really?
People are just flat out and out upset. And again, this survey was conducted here in America, but they did go globally, and they asked all these people, 154,000 interviews.
Oh, wow.
How would you like to be the guy that works for Gallup, and you'd have to sit down with 154,000 miserable people? That's your job, okay? Hey, Carl, I want you to load up your protractor and get your kit and your bag and your pencils and pens. You're going to be the guy leading this survey. We want to find out who's happy and who's not. Okay, how many people will I be interviewing? 154,000 from around the globe.
Oh, man, that's a great point. And they're not happy. You're interviewing sad, miserable, I guess, what'd you say, in pain people?
Oh, yeah, these people have poor health. They're angry. They're disgruntled. They're depressed. They're miserable.
Why?
These people are up. Set.
Are they saying what the reason for this is? Or
well,
what's going
I'll
on?
Get to that if in fact it does say, and it really doesn't. But it says collectively, the world is more stressed, worried, sad, and in pain today than they have ever seen it. Huh. And this goes back to 2006 when they started researching this, at least with this company. And it says Paraguay topped the Gallup poll's positive experience list with a score of 85. So if you want to be happy, at least according to their research, you got to go to Paraguay. Doesn't say anything about Rio Linda. Doesn't say anything about Galt, Natomas, Roseville, Elk Grove. None of those cities are mentioned. Got to go to Paraguay.
Why are they leaving Uruguay out?
Yeah, I don't know. It says places that are in political turmoil, like Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, were next highest. So I want you to think about this.
What?
These people that are living in political hardship, going through poverty, there's no work, there's the dollars down there, the money down there, worthless. I mean, they're living in sewage. They're still happier than the other people around the globe who are living in first world nations with jobs, with money, and with indoor plumbing. It's just insane. The simpler way of life for these people that live down there. I mean, how is that possible?
I wonder that you just say that the simpler way of life, they have so much less to think about, I wonder. Is that what it is?
I think it's the simplicity of life, and they don't have that Wi-Fi or that hotspot and that need to be connected. They don't have the stress of the bus. They don't have to make rent. They don't have to park at the Walmart. They don't have to go to the Costco. All that stuff is gone from their lives, and even though the world is blowing up around them, they're happy. All they've got is a corn cob pipe. They've got tobacco. They've got a book. And they've got some homemade moonshine. They're on a hammock in a cocaine field. And they're just... They're
living in a hut that probably doesn't even have windows.
And they're tapping their toes.
I can promise you, when my Wi-Fi goes out, I'm not a happy camper.
See?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
My day is ruined with no Wi-Fi.
I get a little digital burping when I'm watching. It kind of upsets me.
Mm. See, these people,
I don't like that.
They're not streaming. There's no digital burping going on down there.
You're like, this day and age, there should be no digital burp. This guy doesn't even have a door.
The United States was among the countries with the most positive experience and toward the middle of the pack for negative experiences. So U.S. didn't fare too badly when looking at a few other places. Domestic surveys, however, show that the levels of stress, anxiety, and depression are high here, and just 33% of Americans said they were happy in the 2017 poll.
33%.
So two-thirds of the people that are out there are unhappy. So
how can that be?
Keep that in mind when you're driving around.
That's crazy.
You know, one car that's going to pass you, she or he's happy. The next two, they're miserable.
Yeah.
They're going to be throwing the bird, you know, on your way to work. So by those stats, that's what it is. Two-thirds of the people are out there are miserable.
You feel like you see that?
No. I mean,
I don't feel like I see that.
California, here's the thing. California is, how do you say this? It's pepped up in its pace, and it's aggressive, but not in an angry way. People here are used to clawing and fighting and driving and getting to what it is they want to do for the day and what it is they want. They're used to waiting in lines. So you see some normal California agitation that you may not see in other states or cities. But I don't think people are unhappy. And even if they're broke, and even if you see this uptick of homelessness and some impoverished people, I should say, I still think people keep their wits about them, and I really do contribute it to the weather.
I wonder about that. A lot of good sunshine makes me feel good. I don't know why that
is. You have to have it. You need it.
Have you ever been like, and I know you probably have because you talk about it all the time, but I certainly have felt it before, in a downer or having a down day or what have you, and you just sit in the sun? And just sit out there for a minute, you know? I used to just sit out there. Maybe I'd smoke a joint or whatever. I mean, this goes back to
okay, so you're saying that made you feel better.
Well, this went back to the very first time of me ever getting here. Like, I don't really recall it happening in Indiana or
Chicago.
Do you
think you would have felt
like
the same refreshment if you not sat outside the sun with a joint?
Well, I do now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still get that same feeling now. Yeah. I mean, this just goes back to the very beginning. Just
have you ever sat in a dark, wet closet with a pound of pot and just felt so refreshed? And
oh,
just,
it was lovely.
Yeah, have you ever been hogtied in an alley, smoking a joint, and you just felt euphoric and good? Have you ever been waterboarded down at Guantanamo Bay, and then you smoked a joint, and you knew that's where you were supposed to be? And come on, the joint's what made you happy.
No, I'm talking about even now. You're sitting in the sun, just having sunlight get on
you. You need the vitamin. You got to get the vitamin, and it does recharge you. It's good for your skin. It does wake you up.
I like it.
But to see that two-thirds of the people out there are just living in misery, that is really, really sad. And I don't know if it's the medication. I don't know if it's all the damn pharmaceuticals or if people are just getting tapped out.
Well, the medication is supposed to make you happy.
Yeah, but then they start taking it.
Then it makes you sadder.
And then you need some other medication. So I don't know if it's a medicine problem here. I don't know if people have just reached their threshold with technology or if people just have too much information. And I don't know if it's all these different movements or if it's the... I don't know what it is, but how could you be so miserable to have two-thirds of the country? And this is the symptoms right here. Stress, anxiety, depression.
I do not... I don't get it. I always figured if we have time to fight and argue about the stuff we are fighting and arguing about in this country right now, and yes, some of it is very important. I'm not, you know, discrediting any of the bigger movements that are happening right now. But all the nonsense that we as Americans fight amongst ourselves.
That's what's taxing. That's what it is.
That's what I would think.
There's too much of nothing going on that people think is so important.
They're not fighting over getting food or water. They're fighting over, you know.
Unless you're in Flint, you're fighting over water.
Still, to this day, fighting over Flint.
Well, that's a good point. We talked about weather. That's the thing right there. That's why people moved out of Detroit. There were no jobs. There was nowhere to work. Detroit's on a revitalization mission now, and there's a lot of people that are moving there, and businesses are opening up again. But that's what it was that killed them. They were poor. They were on drugs. They had alcohol addictions. There was no work, and the weather was garbage. So
it's dreary up there.
It became a ghost town in a lot of these big populated areas of Michigan, and now it's starting to rebuild again. So I really do think weather's what keeps whatever percentage of people here happy. The sun matters.
I think life hits as well. That's why two-thirds. It's like you said, man, there's so
what
much.
What do you mean life hits,
life,
Albert?
Life hits you at one. Well, you see other people's lives.
Yeah.
And that affects you. So it's the, like you said, with the information, we have so much.
So it's the stone in the water. It's the ripple effect. We surround ourselves with all this misery. We start,
like, you turn on the news, it's misery. You look at your social media, it's misery. You see billboards, it's about misery. Everything that's around you is just misery. So you start thinking, man, life actually really sucks. Then you start looking at your life, you're like, oh man, I'm in debt. Oh, my health care kind of sucks. Oh, I'm, you know, my mortgage payment is high, or my job is not as well as I want to be.
You start absorbing your surroundings.
Yeah, and now you start thinking that what's going on out there is the same thing that's going on within your home. And now you're like, man, life actually really came at me fast, and life sucks. When actually, it maybe doesn't. It's just that you see everybody else's problems, and you think it's your problems
as well.
Starts
breeding, and yeah.
That is absolutely true, what he's saying. It can affect, you can fall into that habit and let that happen to you, especially if you go through some you know, rough, trying times. I tried to stay a positive guy. When I was going through that really hard stuff, divorce and whatever, I felt like, oh, the world's beat. Remember how I used to be? The world's awful. It's getting sad. And that was because I was going through a hard time. Yeah. Every other day of my life, I look at it like the world's awesome. I love it. It's happy. I'm
and
happy,
you couldn't smoke a joint. If you're going through that divorce smoking joints, man, that would have been one of the best times of your life.
It really would have been. You know what else? I'd still be in it. That time of my life would have never ended.
What do you mean? I've been served. I'm divorced. Huh? Nope. I got a bag of dope that says I'm happy. I got a bag of dope that says I'm in love. Yeah, I got two joints that says she'll never leave me. Well, Joe, she's already left you.
Nope. Prove it.
Yeah, nope, she has not. Yeah. Wow.
I know. It's crazy, dude. Well, it really is. I can't believe it. I don't see it. Not in my group or the people I hang with. They seem very happy to me.
Hopefully you're not part of the two-thirds. If, in fact, you are, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll send you to the happiest place on Earth for 2 days. Maybe that'll shake it. Plus, we got Lickus and Wynn. Maybe Tesla or going to the Capital Air Show will fix it. So, coming up, we'll get you out of the funk with Lickus and Wynn. Hang on.